Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity. All right, here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of it. Again, I know, you're tired of hearing it, but it is what it is. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Ah, no poll. I killed the poll. You guys waited too long to answer. Seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and our X. Is it Xing? Can somebody answer me? Is it Xing or tweeting or whatever it is? Anyway, there's so many good little stories out there. Little tidbits have been flying by like crazy. You know, I mean, seriously. And we're not paying much attention to them. I guess we can't. Or tough. But as you've seen happening, Hunter Biden's all over the place now, trying to do what he can do to save himself. And I'm starting to believe that maybe they're going to use Hunter as a reason why Joe Biden can't run. I don't know. You just get this. Anybody else get a sneaky, crazy feeling that ultimately Joe Biden is not going to run? Something's going to happen at the, whether it's before they have the convention or after. I don't know. So Hunter Biden's New York City art dealer, finally, he testified Tuesday that the president's son knew who his sugar daddy was, or sugar brother was. The lawyer was the top buyer of his painting, contradicting the White House's previous cited ethics plan to conceal his patron's identity. You know, like it's nobody else's business. Well, he knows who it is. Now, again, according, God, Mr. Tongue, Mr. Lip, not working. According to the readout of a closed-door deposition with the House Oversight Committee, George Burgess, who owned the George Burgess Art Gallery in Manhattan, revealed he never worked with the White House on such an ethics pack, and that Hunter knew who bought about 70% of his artwork. Think about that. Let that sink in. Now, according to a July 2021 report by the Washington Post, Biden administration officials helped craft an agreement under which purchases of Hunter Biden's artwork, which could be listed at, well, prices as high as $500K. Have you seen his artwork? Because my granddaughter got some paintings, I think, or pictures, will go for big bucks. Really. Look, I just saw an ad, maybe because I was talking about Hunter, because we already know the phone listens, right? An ad just came by for the new Hunter Jeep. What do you think that means? They're listening. Anyway, but He listed prices as high as $500,000 for his ad, for his art. He said he'll be kept confidential from even the artist himself in an attempt to avoid ethics issues that could arise from, you know, presidential family member ties or tries to sell a product with a highly subjective value. Yeah. Has anybody else seen his paintings? Have you taken a hard look at his paintings? I'm not an art guy. So maybe one of you artists could tell me that it's worth every nickel of $500,000+. One book for $750,000 looked like somebody threw a bunch of melted crayons at a piece of paper. For those of you who live in the Massachusetts area, you know what I'm talking about with Boston Gas. That's what it was. And they had this big gas tank. Ugly, ugly, ugly tank. And they painted it solid white, and then it looked like somebody just stood at the top and poured gallons and gallons of paint in strips along the top. At the time, they paid big bucks for that. I would think I could have done it for half the price. The agreement was cited then when the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, kept talking about how, hey, we don't know who it is. Berger said that Hunter was aware of most lucrative was from Kevin Morris, the Hollywood lawyer, dubbed Hunter's sugar brother, due to his financial support, help writing a book, and lending a private jet to the president's son. He purchased a piece of artwork for $875,000, cut it up and immediately put it in the fireplace. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what he did with it. I guarantee you money, though. It ain't hanging in his office and or in his house. Now, I will say one thing. He might be able to get his money back someday when he take those things, stick them in a closet somewhere, and then wait. You know, when Hunter's been in jail for 20... Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Never mind. Now, Berger says by that Morris only paid 40% commission for the $875,000 purchase. And that the lawyer worked with Hunter to figure out the financial implications. He admitted to never having done an art deal like that before. And then another individual testified that Hunter knew of Elizabeth Hirsch, Naftali, who spent $42,000 on his artwork in February of 2021 prior to being appointed by President Biden to the Commission on the Preservation of American Heritage. Yeah, I'm sure she had no clue. Anyway. Now, according to the New York Post, Naftali has denied that she purchased the art to gain the prize. Oh, yeah, I'm sure she just thought it was great stuff. I have to say it again. Do you remember what it looked like? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's up next? Come on. Doesn't take that much. That's right. Joe will be with us on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the crowd. Now, look, I told you before, I'm not like I'm not an art connoisseur. I don't get the whole music. I mean, I know what I like for music. I mean, to me, art is like, you know, Ren and Stimpy drawing. I mean, that's artful to me. And when it comes to music, I mean, I know what I like, but I couldn't do anything like that to save my butt. But I know somebody who does, so we're going to run all this by him. That's right, Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe, is with me again. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and I'm sure a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm trying to send you up. I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden, you were gone off my screen. But we'll get this thing fixed.
Well, that's been the story of my life for many, well, not maybe my whole life, but for many years. All of a sudden, I disappeared off people's screens. Yeah.
Well, join the club. You mean, yeah, I know you're talking about the YouTube screen, the Facebook screen, the every screen. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah, we know what it's like.
But listen, I got a gig for you because you're a very artsy kind of guy. You know, I know you do. And I was just talking about Hunter Biden apparently got up to $875,000 from one of his paintings. And I was talking about it earlier. I said it looked like he just chewed on a bunch of crayons and then threw up on a white canvas. And apparently that was worth a lot of money. Now, the only way I can see that thing being worth a lot of money is if he ends up in jail. You keep that thing in your closet until he gets out and then sell it, you know, someday as, I don't know, a failed president's son artwork or something. I mean, $875,000. You realize real artists are sitting there going, oh, my God, I wish my dad was president.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's a message for the childrens out there, y'all. And he that takes like white privilege to a whole new level. Not only does he have the white privilege of being, you know, the elite Democrat that he is, but he's got that white privilege of cocaine. He can go ahead and snort that white privilege. And hey, kids, you too can snort that white privilege, and you can get paintings done that you could sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and if you get caught up with the law on it, hey, you might not even have to go to jail.
I love it. I just think this is great. You know, it is, again, it is amazing to me. So the we're going to talk about Epstein in a little bit here, but the again, the stuff just keeps coming out. Hunter pleaded not guilty to tax fraud. Now, I talked to the tax attorney last night, Dan Pilla, not last night, the night before. Dan Pilla, he's our tax guy, tax attorney, been doing this for 30 years, whatever. And he says, you know, Joe, you have to report, this is funny, if you rob a bank, that's income. You're supposed to report that to the IRS. He says, if you make money off of selling drugs, you're supposed to report that to the IRS, you know, pay your tax on it. And I just started laughing, saying to myself, you know, you could say you're a you're some kind of addiction consultant, and that's how you make your money, you know what I'm saying? And maybe you could, yeah, that would have kept him out of jail or something. But, again, the same thing that he's being nailed for, right, all that money from the Chinese, money that he said he didn't get or that didn't go to him and family, mm-hmm. right? He's having, they're charging him to pay a tax on it. Doesn't that, in and of itself, an admittance that you that you actually got the money?
Yeah, man. As the saying goes, don't steal. The government hates competition. And, of course, it's like, can you dig that? You do this sort of stuff, and the IRS wants you to report it. They want you to report it as income. I mean, everything. Like, even, you know, those student loan, that student loan forgiveness. Even that, it's like, yeah, you're going to get student loan forgiveness, and the IRS is going to consider it income. So you guys are going to find out the hard way that you probably shouldn't ask for that. But, you know, but this right here, I mean, wow, man. I mean, as it is, taxation is a violation of our right to property. You know, income taxes anyway. Income tax, capital gains, flipping property taxes. That's not in our constitutional model, man. We're not supposed to be taxed like that. You know? And here we have, you know, the IRS coming in and jacking us for our money, jacking the fruits of our labor, violating our right to property. And but you gotta report if you steal something.
Okay. I know, right? No, dude, I thought about this the other night. Now, I'm not a genius, I'm sure a whole bunch of other people thought about this, but I started thinking, look, you make $100 a week, we'll say, right? Out of that $100, you might take home, what, $82.50? Because, what, why? Because you pay tax. You're paying tax on the work that you did and the money you got paid. Now, you take that money, you go down the street, I got to put gas in my car. I'm going to spend $25-$30. What happens? The money I've already been taxed on is now going to get taxed again because I'm buying gas for my car, and there's tax involved in that tax money. Now, I go to the supermarket because I need gas to get to the supermarket so I can go home and feed the kids. I get to the supermarket, I buy groceries. What's on the bill in the grocery store? Oh, that's right, taxes for buying food to feed my family. And I go... Our founding fathers, if they could come back, if God Almighty would let them come back for 7 lousy minutes, just a big group of them, they would take us to the woodshed, wouldn't they?
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. Well, because the thing is, I mean, according to our tax model in the Constitution, excise tax is fine. Yeah, so that's that, because you, when you make a purchase, a voluntary purchase, yeah, the government, that's when the government gets their cut, because the government has set up, you know, to where we're supposed to be able to trade with each other and all that sort of
right.
stuff. And when we trade with each other, you know, we want these transactions to be safe and all that sort of stuff. So when we make this voluntary transaction, that's when the government gets their cut. And they deserve that because, you know, they're protecting our right to have trade with each other and whatnot. But to just come in and tax our income, that's not an, I mean, and they'll say, well, there's a 16th Amendment. The 16th Amendment is antithetical to the Constitution. It's a violation of our right to property. They just assume to make it legal and assume to ratify it. And it's like, dude, no, it doesn't work that way.
No, and I would push back on you just a tad, because it's not voluntary. I need gas to put in my car to get to the food store. I need food to feed them screaming kids at home, okay? I need gas to go to work. So they can have tax, so I can have money to buy stuff that they can tax. It's a vicious circle. Now I know what my dad used to say. I know what he meant. Seriously. Oh, my God. All right. I need one of them watches that goes beep, 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 beep. You know when your blood pressure gets way up there? It's gonna I breathe, Joe. Okay. I don't think there's no way to nicely introduce this guy, but Jerry Nadler, actually, you know, you talk about racism at its finest. These people are so unaware of themselves. Take a listen if you can hear this. This to me is totally amazing. Come on, Jerry. Give it to us. It always works out well on radio, doesn't it? Come on, Jerry, say something. There you go. All right.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that the farm that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many illegal immigrants.
We'll be back in a few minutes. I might even play it again. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Attention.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That's right. Make my day. Although I could do it. Yeah. Clint Eastwood, if you can still say it. A real man's man. I mean, sure, if I saw him in an alleyway, I'd be walking the other way. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here he is. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Yes, I like your cup. It's really cool. anyway, you know what's really funny? I don't know. I hate to admit this. I'm going to admit it anyway because I can't keep anything to myself. The cup sales, I think because some of them were made in China and people got mad at me. But my cup sales went way down, dude. And it's almost impossible to get them sold at this point in time, you know?
I hear you, man.
But you know, tell our brothers and sisters in conservatism, I'll stop buying them in China when you don't get teed off and I have to charge you $26 a cup. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind feeding people here in this country, but God bless. Understand that somebody has to pay for this stuff.
Man, maybe Mike Lindell, man, should open up a mug factory or something like that. How is he able to get his pillow made here in America and charge, you know, I guess an affordable price for it? And, you know, Joe, not to go too deep into, you know, my ideas of an invention that I have, but one of the reasons why I haven't pushed with it is because every developer that I go to about it, they insist that it has to be made in China. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. You know, but that's one of the reasons.
I know the one you're talking about, and I checked out a few people. A friend of mine actually had some stuff. He originally said he had it made it here in his country and to help you out. And then when I actually got to talking with him, he didn't have it made here. He had it designed here. He had it engineered here. And then he couldn't get it built here, so he sent it overseas, and then he did the final packaging here. And I'm like, oh, that ain't right. I just left it at that. That ain't right, buddy. So, anyhow. All right, let's get back to, Weebles Wobble, but they won't fall down, Nadler. You laugh because you know. You see him walk? He looks like one of them. I think he was probably the the prototype, and he came to life somehow, and that's why they use him. But so listen to this non-racist remark by Jerry Nadler on who needs to pick your crops. You know? There you go. Come on, Jerry, do it. Anytime you're ready, Jerry. No, really. Seriously. Go for it. You know I hate computers because they love to embarrass me. Makes them very happy. No, really? Okay. Jerry, where'd you go? Oh, there you go. That's not Jerry. I just had it on the screen. Remember him? Jerry Nadler? Yep. Oh, there he is. Okay, here we go.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that the farm, that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
And they won't be able to get their tax money. And not only that, though, yeah, go a little further with this. I can see you're ready to spew. But found out today that the illegal alien population coming over the border is actually much higher than the American birth rate. So they're really worried because they won't be able to get their tax money. Anyhow, there wasn't anything racist about his comments, right?
Mm-mm. No, no. Of course there should be a certain class of people that needs to get out there and do that stoop work. Right. It sounds quite familiar. I think the Democrats, they really like to make sure that we need black people out there picking that cotton. We need black people out there. It's like, okay, we need these people that we forced to be immigrants to come on over. And actually, not necessarily them. They bought. Let's be clear. It wasn't just white people doing that. Those black Africans were sold by other black Africans to white people to come on over here. And actually, were every place else, you know, hey, we want y'all to get that sugar cane. Hey, we want y'all to get that cotton. You know what I'm saying? So, but somehow it's okay for them to say stuff like that. And on another note, if he's so dang concerned about the population, y'all might want to dial back that demand on abortion. Joe, dig the irony, man. Dig the irony. They want the borders wide open, man. And, you know, I talk about this in the Zoloft and in my book and stuff like that. But I think the irony of it is that they want the borders wide open for people to come in illegally. But if you want to have a baby, cross that border into free air-breathing territory, that's punishable by death if they want, because how dare you inconvenience us. These immigrants can come in illegally and inconvenience other people, right?
Yeah.
But a baby better not do it. You know, and they say, give us your tires, your poor, and your huddled masses and stuff like that. But if that baby's going to be born to a poor woman, put that little sucker to death. We're for the little guy, but put that little guy to death. Right, so I just, if you're so worried about the population, hey, wait a minute, I thought we were overpopulated as it is. What the crap is he worried about?
I love it. I love it. To your point, by the way, I got another piece to play here in a second, but to your point, there were 620,000 abortions performed in the U.S. in 2023. The bulk of those being performed in California, a little over 80,000, 67,000 in New York. New York City being, at one point, was one of the highest, had the highest abortion numbers among black Americans or black citizens that there was. And I don't know if you remember this story. Remember when they took Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger's information out of Planned Parenthood in New York City? Remember? What was the problem? Why do you think it would do something?
No, we don't want to find out that she was a Democrat, right?
So, and so here's Pelosi kind of having the same issue that Jerry Nadler was having.
The fact is that we have a responsibility to secure our border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation. Right now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north. We need them to pick the crops down here. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize our moral responsibility as well. When the president, the former, well, occasional occupant of the White House,
oh, she must be talking about Joe Biden, who's taken over 400 days of vacation. Anyway, and she had a heck of a time keeping her teeth in. She kept looking for her vodka bottle, but we'll deal with that another day.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like Charlie Brown teacher's been hitting the sauce, man.
But no, seriously, think of the mindset there, okay? We need people to come here illegally so they can pick crops for us, so they can pick our food, so they can, you know, I don't know, pick our toes, whatever. I mean, you got to do all the nasty work because white Americans couldn't possibly do that, could they?
Yeah, that's the impression that they want people to have, that, you know, white people are just, it's just beneath them to do that. Well, it's obviously beneath it to you, white elitists and figures of white privilege, the real ones. And you know, Joe, I think it was just the other day, I can't remember what her name was, I finally heard a representative concerning Hunter Biden use the words, there, right there. This guy, he's been subpoenaed and he's walking out, you know, where he feels like he doesn't have to show up for, and she says, right there, y'all, that is what white privilege looks like. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Finally. And you know the thing
is, right?
Yeah, she'll get the viral views for it. I've been saying it for years, you know, hardly anybody knows.
Well,
who cares.
You're a black conservative, right? I'm a white supremacist, so there's no way they're going to.
Oh, no, I'm a white supremacist, too, remember?
Oh, that's right, too. I forgot. Yeah, yeah. You're the second face of white supremacy. I forgot. I mean, even if they, I got a funny feeling those people say stuff like that, even if they were looking in a mirror at themselves, right, they couldn't see the irony of what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
They couldn't put it together. You know what I mean? No. It's just, again, it's all just amazing to me because they should. So, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day of Service is coming up on Monday. And I am sure, I don't know how to bet you this and whatever, but I am sure the word white supremacy and America being a white supremacist country, and guaranteed, as I saw at a function the other day, where only the people, the black people in the crowd would not stand up because they were there with the NAACP, and they, I guess they didn't want to get scolded. We'll talk about that when we come back. Jones, oh, stuff go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today. Today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
One of my favorite. Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back on. He is an expert at pretty much everything when it comes to, especially when it comes to music, man. Seriously. So, all right. So, I got to ask you. So, there was an event recently. And you know what? Sonia has kind of explained this to me, and I get it. I really do. I would, you know, if I was from certain groups, I would probably have a little thing in the back of my head where I didn't want to honor the American flag or what have you. But there was a recent event. One of the things they were talking about was Martin Luther King, his day of service, I guess. You know, it's really funny. They can't just call it a day to honor Martin Luther King. It's going to be Martin Luther King Jr., and you have to add something to it. Day of service. Yeah, that makes it okay now. All right, here we go. So that's kind of how I look at it anyway. So anyway, the group from the NAACP refused to stand for the salute the flag. And the reasons that they give is that the flag is pretty much a symbol of oppression to the black community. That as far as America goes, there really never has been equality for the black community. And I'm going, really? So what's it going to take for us to get over this? You have a man that believes in nonviolence. At least I believe he believed in nonviolence from what I've read and understand. I wasn't there. Everything that he stood for, everything that he fought for, seems to be being flushed at this point in time. I mean, give me some of your thoughts on him, the day, and should the black community really hate the American flag, hate what America stands for?
No, not at all. Martin Luther King certainly didn't. You know, and the thing is, the flag itself, what the flag actually represents is a nation that recognizes that God is the author of our rights and these rights that are certain and inalienable. That, and Martin Luther King was like, look, man, we just want you to uphold the promise of America. America itself isn't the problem. The Constitution ain't the problem. The flag ain't the problem. It's people who have misrepresented what it means. That's the problem. And Democrats are the ones who did that. If they're going to be angry at anybody, because they're right. Has America been oppressed? Has there been oppression of America in America and injustice? Absolutely.
Yep.
But the ones who made it legal to do black folks dirty, who made it a policy, who made Jim Crow laws, Dred Scott decision, anti-miscegenation laws, all that sort of stuff, revocation of civil rights, revocation of voting rights. Democrats did that. They're the ones who put this stain on the American flag. The American flag is not at fault for this. The American flag represents a nation that acknowledges the God-given rights of all men. The flag's not the problem. Perverts are. And Democrats are perverts.
I agree with you. I look around. Again, I love to tell people I'm not equating my experience to the black experience, but, you know, growing up in an Italian neighborhood, many people just came over on the boat. We saw politicians, once every 4 years when they came to town and let us know how they were fighting for us, and they were fighting for democracy, which I really didn't understand at the time, you know, making sure that we all, and frankly, the funny thing about it was in the Italian community, you didn't want the government in your stuff. You just ran away from all of that, right? And anyhow, so they would come, they would, you know, they would gin everybody up, and yet you get nothing from them. And people would pound the table going, hey, you promised us a clinic out here because, you know, you've got all these people that are, you can't get to a hospital, there isn't a big hospital. Anyway, nothing has changed. Since the 70s to today, nothing has changed. But I'm seeing some light where I'm seeing a lot of people in the black, Asian, and Hispanic community. I'm not excited that they're switching to Republicans because I'm not sure they are, but I'm excited that they're finally seeing what the Democrats are doing to them. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And to your point, you know, like concerning the Italian community, they know, man, that's how they ended up with, you know, a lot of these nations, how they end up with crime syndicates, you know, whether it's mafia, whether it's, Triad or Yakuza, you know, Salvatrucha, you know, you get these crime syndicates because their governments were so oppressive. They're like, man, how are we going to survive? We're going to have to do stuff sub rosa, man. We're going to have to, like, do things under the table. And unfortunately, the collectivist and the totalitarianistic policies that they would have would just oppress these people so much that it just becomes a habit of, look, man, we're just going to have to do some underhanded stuff, you know, to survive. So, yeah, your peeps knew. They knew how this stuff worked.
Well, what was funny was, you know, the police wouldn't. We didn't have a lot of police coverage in our area, I remember, as a kid. And to your point, and I hate to say this, we make them sound like cops, but they policed the area. They made sure that, you know, crime in my area was almost non-existent. You didn't dare rape anybody or hurt the women at night or you know, if they had to go to the local 7-Eleven, they were safe. They could pretty much go out in a bikini with $100 bills on their hand. Nobody was going to bother them. They weren't having it. Think about that. But anyway,
yeah, probably because they're thinking, man, that girl is crazy. She'll catch you, man. You better not mess with her at all. You walk around here with bikini, $100 hanging out her bra. Leave her alone. She up to something.
My buddy used to do that when we would be in my past life. We would be working a different in the IT world, and he had to have his smokes. I mean, he's in LA. It's 2:00 in the morning. I'm going, dude, I don't know what's open around here. That's right. I'll find something. And he starts walking down the street, and he said he saw a bunch of these guys, and he goes, I just did what I do in New York. I said, what's that? He goes, I just start talking to myself and fighting with myself, and they think you're nuts. And he said, they actually went across the street to get away from me. And I was like, oh, you know, that's pretty smart. I got to try that. So, oh, God bless. But, all right, Fannie Willis. Here she is. You know about the story out of Georgia, where is the AG there, or the DA, I'm sorry, out of Georgia. She hires a special prosecutor for the Trump stuff, who just so happens to be her boyfriend. And he gets a contract for $650,000. Hmm. Right? So the day of or the day after his contract? He files a divorce from his wife, right? And then shortly thereafter, Fannie and him go on a cruise, on Viking cruises, because they got to make sure they got the details of the case, of course, together and know what they're going to talk about. But you see all of this right in front of you. Mm. You know, some judge, somebody's got to step in and go, okay, wait a minute. We're going to investigate the investigators and find out really what's going on here, because this does not come together. And she had just spent 3 days or 4 days in D.C. For what reason, nobody knows, before the charges all started to come together and head for Trump. But this happens all over the place. You know, yep. Maxine Waters' daughter getting, what, $1.6 million to do her marketing? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Where'd that money come from?
Oh, yeah. Probably the Chinese fallout. Overflow. Actually, overflow. Not fallout, but overflow. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Hey, we have to step up, bring it back. I mean, you would have been proud of me tonight because somebody said that, you know, Trump was my savior. I said, no, Trump is not my savior. I said, I kind of see Trump right now at this point, to a degree, it's kind of like David. Everybody else is sitting around talking about what they should be doing, cowering in the corners, not stepping up. And Trump's going, what are you going to do? You're just going to stay there quivering? Or are we going to do something here? And, you know, I just, everybody's upset with him. Nobody, even some of our hardcore friends, are saying, I don't know if I could vote for him. Okay, so what do you do then? I don't want to use the lesser of two evils. I just want to say, if he's the nominee, you're not going to vote for him. Really? If he's the nominee, what do you have? What do you do? Yeah. I'm asking you now.
Now, if you're asking me, I mean, yeah, I'd vote for Trump over any of these yahoos. But once again, that's not saying a lot. And see, the thing is for me, Joe, Trump is still president. That's the thing. He's still and for me, there's a big disappointment, you know. And I know I'm stepping on a lot of toes here, man. But it's a big disappointment that a lot of this stuff that is going on, that is happening in the country, is happening under his watch. The Trump, the White House was stolen from him because he doesn't know who the domestic enemy is. So for all this, you know, bravado that he's gotten and all this sort of stuff, and this is coming out of, you know, that commercial and God Made Trump. I heard that commercial and God Made Trump.
I haven't heard that one, but okay.
I'm like, oh, hell no. No, you didn't. Because everything that he said in that commercial, I'm like, Trump did not accomplish any of that. You know, and what's going on with the country, Trump was not able to mobilize the forces to stop what happened to him. The domestic enemy with police and flipping military escort, the ones that are supposed to be with us, basically escorted Biden to the White House and Trump got kicked out. Yep. Come on, man. Is Trump really effective? A good economy, a good jobs, what is that worth if you can't defend it?
No, I think you and I have talked about this before. Thank God Chris Christie got out, even though I didn't know he was in the race. Yeah. But let's just say, yeah, you know, he was the biggest presence there, but whatever.
No, man. Leave Chris Christie alone.
Put a bunch. Anyway, we got to go. Tell people where to get your music, where to find more of Zoe.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. I mean, hopefully they'll come out and check out us for our media.
Yes. Look, stop buying crap from other people, you know. Buy his mugs, buy my mugs, listen to his music, buy his music, and tune into his especially the anti-funny Bible study. Maybe you learn something. Joe, so, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.